Welcome to the Gasoli podcast this week on a beautiful Sunday. Let's go straight to Raw, starting Raw. All right, Raw. Damian Priest cashing money in the bank. Sunday, Wrestling 40, whatever. Defeat McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Champion. Judgment Day. Because that's two top titles on Raw. Renewing dominance following the biggest show of the year. Will the Scottish Warrior target the Arch Infamy? Only one title. Avenger's most devastating loss of his career. Or will Punk, the man responsible for McIntyre's loss? Will CM Punk make his appearance at the cost of McIntyre's loss? Where does our former champion Seth freaking Rollins fit in? Find out the answers to those questions. More than all the surprise hot straight podcast recap of April 8th show. Raw after Mania. General Manager and Pierce announced early in the afternoon first. Okay. Raw Dominion, General Manager and Pierce announced the first album on the show, Air Commercial Free. The broadcast took one of the most to say as I entire this every term. Monday, Center Philadelphia. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Missed. Do we see a person that's for big time with any champions? Change hands, why not go? Let's go. Triple H and Cody Rhodes kick off Monday at Raw. The Triple H era, WWE kicked them Monday at Raw. CEO makes his calling with weekends back and forth. Where is there an ever interest to lead the company next era? The undisputed WWE Universal Champion Cody Rhodes. After congratulating the American Nightmare on a big win, he threw a special video package for some of Rhodes' longtime friends' production team. Rhodes talked about being front of the line for the Rockets. Instantly greeted by Chance regarding the Rockets' success among best. In space, Rock and Rhodes exchange title. Well, warn the new champ that he's coming back after his upcoming highest, targeting him. Rock puts something in Rhodes' hand, about to break his heart again, leaving the Bayface saving, but without an explanation what he was given. This was a long promise to kick off the segment in 45 minutes with three lesser talented or. This would have been a torture way to kick off Ross Roth's WrestleMania. If it was, it was a strong segment that sent in the motion road to Rhodes vs. The Rock. That SummerSlam in Cleveland is August. That should be a monumental main event. Fans should be excited for. Yeah. Even better with 10 minutes shaved off. It should be better with 10 to 15 minutes shaved off. We got a chance that you deserve for 20,000 strong crowd. WWE has dropped the Universal Part of Champion name. Same with Undisputed Champion. We got a huge ovation. Thank you, Roman Chance. It's our 6-point angry board. The member likes to drop F-bombs. Should be here for it. The story of Roman Reigns is over. Your story of Roman is over, but you did it. But our story just begun. The Rock won the new champion. Eva and Dragon Elvis against Nakamura. NXT champion Dragon Elvis first surprise. Russia's Russian battle. Nakamura writes opening contest. Perfect match. 9 match. Into the champ, right, and competitor tenses with our minds. Dragon out weathered storm artist, put away Moscow missile for the win. championship being her best wrestler in the world. She's top finishing and is on a campaign with opponent that finally lasts out them. As the case here, the crowd spawned Bayley with his appearance, while surprise to kick things off. Uncle revealed that the draft will take on Friday, take part on Friday, April 26th, April 29th. Enter the draft, set the time, and since champ is drawing near. The Judgment Day promo, the 6th and 10th team match. A celebrated is the term promo for the Judgment Day New World by Champ Priest, who said chaos. Tangent and Bruce once again believed himself part of the group. The Miz erupted and the 6th man tag match was made, pinning and a partner in the way to see Dominic Sturge, Doug and Finn Balor. The heels donned the occasion to take two commercial breaks for John Music sings music playing at Riz Ring. Show a tag lays the point for joining the Austin Tribune for the 15 necklace shuffle. The baby faces both celebrate so close out the segment. Hopefully, there is for the team that the champions, tattoo champions, and Judgment Day. Cena and Austin Truth defeat Mysterio and delegating Balor. The commitment to Truth's official issue is never had any fan of Cena's astonishing. Priest made took backseat here with Gardner's failed segment. Roxanne versus Hindi. Then NXT Women's Champ Braz made her pants on Main North Battle Indy Hartwell. Surprised to tell Raw Mania. Cover on Main Search, pulling out the other method of sale. Listen to Cancel, really pushed her. Bring away 13-8. Rez ate the other by Bishop delivering a pot box for the win. His friends, we don't watch NXT. She came across as a great person, wrestling personality, begin to shine through a body language, expression, ready for a call up. And when WWE was trying to make her to make a move, Second.
podcast. And I'm be ready for dying. We're not ready, but we gotta be prepared that he may not make it as much. I'm sorry, Prince, if you hurt, well,
he's cuckoo. Sure, that's the kind of point. The Surrounding Valley Ray Artwell's actually named WWE storyline to win his division, not directly to do with a championship. Sami Zayn, Chad Gable versus Imperium. New Intercontinental Champion Zayn Sami found a son erupted by Imperium. Third, Giovanni Vance is Monday Night Raw. I'm here to celebrate. They deserve Chad Gable joined the festival that Taz imagined me after the break. Tackle was good, but Gable shining brightly. Reminded fans why they made underrated competitors on the roster. The base haste is particularly one, but I felt my excuse to link. Backstage, Kelsey Green interrupted a conversation between Adam Pearce, Matt Alden, and Eva, and Britton got himself booked against an opponent. You know who might end up in it? Was hinting to be part of the draft year's draft. Jay Cargill versus Chelsea Green. Cargill followed her movement of victory or WrestleMania 40 with Tino Gallagher, and now he was defeated down to control, making short work of Chelsea Green. The match was too short to matter, and did bring Cargill to Raw. Brad, she might have herself on the following WWE draft. Green is great, but even her skills are limited when her schedule of work as opposed to single-digit minutes. This match was savaged by time constraints. Backstage, Zayn offered Gable a shot at our champion's hometown, Montreal. We go to a fatal four-way contendership for the World Heavyweight Champion. Crease, Keith, and Sense, Dramatic Fresh, I'm losing. Changes 5 minutes on winning to Damian Priest. By the way, we're tied by Punk in the ring for main event. We can say Andre the Giant Battle winner, Bronson. So the winner will earn a shot. Priest's newly won world title. Edge of Peck main event saw Shane Thorne caution win a jaw drop spring 40 splash from top row onto Reed. Statement late match instead of a claimer for Punk to come out of nowhere to prevent it. Uso took a rat, earned a shot at the world title. Damian Priest. The infestation of Punk and McIntyre rivalry was suggested the matches coming up sooner. We think Uso vs. Punk and Priest is a great introduction to Priest's reign as champion. High will work against the cabinet as over as Uso. If he cannot deliver no style, his run may be what Drew and McIntyre suggest was a traditional one. Uso defeated McIntyre, Reed, and Ricochet. McIntyre called Priest Bond Undertaker, threatened to ready to whip him, but he afraid he might like it.
The Scotch Warrior looks in the best shape of his career. Usos could be over. The idea he can be snatched, start ready, test Priest, and champion for his defense on a stretch. Close down as an injury, but as a shockling dream of the wind. A shock here, a shock is the problem. Fall out with it. Big fall out with it. Wrestling, big secret turn. Last return. And all the rest of it. Mania kicked off Hardcore Rules. Well, shouldn't elimination, never confrontation, never burn back.
Be involved. wrestling. We got Nelson regarding WWE ref, appears by NXT champions, tease return of Howdy, Uncle Howdy. Surprise return backstage between Liv Morgan Women's Champion Ripley. It was escalated by a talk bully main event, escalation of punk rivalry. WWE has a rich disposal right now. It's supposed to Monday night. Wasn't worthy or the Raw Mania episode. No, it was an interesting show and proof of long term plan to our Triple H. A welcome start to the era on the flagship show. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the wrestling news. Let's go to the wrestling news. Wrestling news. Let's see if we can find any wrestling news related. Something we can start. Dumb Bucks air backstage footage from AEW All In London backstage reports on showing CM Punk Jack Perry incident. Strange announcement from AEW on a night collision of two different sky. Dumb Bucks almost to air backstage footage. An incident on the summer on Wednesday Diamond figures we saw. Switch a new confirmed sidewise, calling to fight Slay. Told they were footage will show Punk, Jay Perry, Jake Perry, occasionally led to from the company time is now Quincy Punk. When he addressed the incident to Shot Khan, a fightful as an AEW would not false promo something and not deliver. Yet apparently no issues allow legality airing the footage. Regarding FTR, one AEW source told by Fightful that they would see if ATR are giving heads up about the footage, hearing is close with Punk. WWE retreats that Khan respects FTR a lot. However, Meltzer also reserved the footage will not include Punk and Tony Khan, which Khan told fan me for the light, it was only have footage of Punk pair. When we were introduced pairs of product remains to see, he has not worked the vent and all in. As another update, Brian Alvarez has also confirmed this, so. It's true, yeah. It's a bit childish, but what you can do? Punk, air his shit on IRL, that's on him. So, yeah, it's still childish, but you know what? That's Punk's fault. He want to bring it up again, that's on him. So, who fucking cares? Backstage Raw at the WrestleMania News, the Fly Chain issues speeches to crew. The NWA Raw shows and books. We got. So apparently, after the show, Triple H heartfelt speech to the crows. Also, news: Sheamus returned to WWE advertised originally. The show expected to make a drag. Just pop up for his brand when we define until then. It were fly on the wall changes. There were several beach balls that were confiscated from the fans. Ricochet provides apologies to Mr. Irvin for a spot wherever it went well. So, yeah. That was. Alright, here's another new Michael Buffer. Offer high praise for Irvin emotional main event call. Spent the Irvin like Miss Irvin's watch. Night, emotional, but ringing out towards every match. Excel last week in the Clinton Fall Fans Field, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the red fees for called the night soon. Well, real 2 days away, cry watching for start finish star defeat memories, catching the WWE year for the channel, the Grand Stage of Ball. Announced the American Nightmare's new channel, Clear Marshall State. Then Buffer wrote X that she was featured on the rings. Center was for production movie. She was brilliant. Yeah, Buffer said timing, pretty drama, energy was perfect. Good for her. Levesque praised her performance.
reiterating our versions of stars for proof, he wrote Samantha's WA's Michael Buffer. WXX account share footage of Rich American Nightmare and Knowledge Money as well. So show. Yes, Samantha's a star in Nerd Eyes. She's now the new female Michael. She's the female Michael Buffer now. So, yeah. And that's about it. We'll go straight to Dynamite now. All right, let's get to Dynamite now. All right, Dynamite. Okay, this week's Dynamite. Dynasty is coming up April 21st. AEW's planning mode, first ever time pay per view. But Tony Khan's planning big reveal for Wednesday night's show. Here's a look at the outside card for this week's episode: Samoa Joe versus Dusty Rhodes, AEW World Champ Adam Cole versus Penta El Miedo for the TNT Champion. Young Bucks reveal back footage from All In. Mia Ray versus Anna Jay. Ilk and Shibata versus Shane Taylor Promotions. Let's start with Adam Copeland versus Penta Zeta. So AEW started with a bang with Samoa Joe being attacked during his entrance for the World Title Eliminator matches. Dusty Rhodes by Swerve Strickland. The battling spill of state and Strickland Joe to a table after Joe. Check out his hair. We got Viv Patrick on the tag title tournament next week. Next match got underway with Copeland defending the TNT title against Penta. Radar Superstar may have been experienced. Penta was on the Copeland half us and AEW were not facing Christian Cage. Champ seen one of the skilled fighters in TNT. Fighters did not do a good job by Penta Viable. I expect the title to change hands here for the two guys who never worked together. They have chemistry, base for high flop, and let Penta have all the fine pen oppressive. So agility always hits to take down a few late frogs in a row. The bout last commercial breaks for overstayed welcome. Some high enjoyable action happened to reverse run for a tower that featured notable production error and a jointed opening with a tenth delayed match. A spear cured for Winfrey Copeland now entertains how the battle one that could have been felt more important a few weeks of build up. Lights drop, Julia Hart attacks track Copeland so Brody King could attack. Will Nightingale end up making a save by attacking Hart to distract King so Copeland could get the upper hand? Copeland defeating Penta. Nelson's pointed out that Joe's head been hit the table pretty hard. He could have been dazed when he got up. Penta's kicked to Copeland, faking him but brutal because Copeland sold it so well. Today about the back red and white color scheme just fits Copeland. Whatever he wore in different colors, AEW has felt even off. Looks cool. Penta's blue gear is on par. Visual high quality tires. The strange moment during the match where the grand like pop up. It looked like meant to be a part of breakdown for the footage. Wembley. When Willow saved Copeland one of these things, you'll know what wanted to happen. The footage. Young Bucks are sitting backstage and talk about the upcoming pay-per-view and what happened All In. They called that part of scapegoat in the situation. Didn't need any other interval. The only mention of FTR was a friend's with family. Instantly, FTR set the whole thing up to throw Bucks off their match. Nick and Matt played a sign of footage, show Punk behind Perry backstage. They speak for several seconds. You see Punk show to Perry to begin the altercation and immediately broke up. And there, Bones was FTR Ivy and Devastee. FTR came to the ring, so everyone's ready to move on from this. They talked for months or hyper promo that he'll be moving forward. Match against the Bucks. It's hard to decide how I feel about this. On the one hand, it's a great way to hype a feud. It has nothing to do with the guys in the footage.
It's all supposed to tell a necessary fellow initial response to Punk's interview with Hawaii. At the end of the day, it's going to change much. Punk fans will still be Punk fans. Punk haters will still be Punk haters. Fans and haters AEW view this in two completely different ways. It's subjective gradients, pointless FTR Bucks, in the forces, but they could have brought that to any promo. Call the Bucks were on top of Flanders hilarious. The footage being silent makes it possible to escalate it, but there was no mistake who took the first shot. Hook Jericho Shibata for Shane Taylor Promotions. Shane Taylor, Lee Moriah, Agogo had their first trios, Dynamite Trios match against the team with Hook Jericho Shibata. Jericho Moriah had a strange ending up without taking Hurricane Shibata tagging, so Trish Jackson Variety. Hook and Taylor were tagged in when in fact forced a powerhouse, then some double down on their back. Jericho then pulling Hook out the apron, prevent attached about arrogance, the rest left on the fence for so size upset. Moriah ended up pinning Taylor to win the match. Jericho looked like an idiot instead of his friends of veteran trying to mentor someone. The point it made little sense for a character to do is unless it later an eventual bridge trail, which Jericho mentioned something he had done several times. Most of wrestling was decent, but it ended up stuck it on good, both in good and bad ways. Shane Taylor Promotions defeated Hook, Jericho, and Shibata. Will Ospreay gave a promo for this not so subtle response to Triple H's comment about people not being handled to grind. Hook sold a lot for Taylor, usually the one straight for their opponents, but not this time. Taylor sold also a lot of friends to look more dominant. Mariah pinned Shibata, kind of a big deal. Shibata been booked. Sucho Okada squash, Maria May vs. Anna Jay. Okada had an honest match because of talent. He beat his opponent down. The match ended with Rainmaker winning a minute. The mic accept Pac's challenge for a match of Dynasty. Pac showed up, but the Bucks attacked him before he got in the ring. FTR arrived to get the bastard an assist. Okada used the chair to attack the FTR to get the upper hand. Okada won. Tony Storm's champagne toast quickly devolved to her during the drink on the rose face. It played out quicker. Spent the filler segment a lot longer in a week. Make look fused as Raider way to the career match against Jay. There was no wasting no time getting Ash to see him wake the crowd a bit. May was a bit aggressive most of the match, but Jay didn't do a job to her. There was a few exchanges when the former Dark Order member is controlled for May would turn things around. Jay was in control when May used a counter pinner. Jay kind of Queen Slayer choked May out until Maris Swerve came from start and saved it. This match was decent. It was ultimately forgettable. It's something in stream for Jay. May defeated Jay. And a Jay, yeah. Okada has been turned to memes and he's playing into it now. Dara Peraza coming out to help them immediately even when Rosa pushed away felt tacked on. May felt this is a tall and muscular. Jay has decent strikes. She's going to make you believe a contact. Shiraza and Storm both kissed May, but Peraza got a bigger rash from the announcers. Smart Joe versus Dustin Rose. Joe kept changing the ring for match against Rose, a natural advantage to Joe Lippin from the attack top of the show, but the chant didn't make it easy for the target. Joe busted Rose open with a whip into the ring post, tried to pop it out the wood with a few punches. Rose brought the AEW title to the ring, but the ref taught out of it, using he had a long period for his offense where Joe tried to use the chain. Ref took from Joe yelled to use the bell as a weapon. Right, he's about to get the win. He choked Rose, so Swerve delivered a kick to the head. No way. He picked up the chain, punched Joe in the face. The show ended with Swerve holding the belt up as Joe looked on angrily. Billy just bowed after Cody Rose win the title. No coincidence. Dustin might be the only person at AEW whose presenting matches of blood is hiding Oxley. Parasite guy Joe is a best of beat of Frank. Rose being willing to use the belt. Right in front of ref, passionate about winning a world title, seeing a lot of character. Final word. This week's show was paced so different than the NSL Dynamite. It's hard to know which make of it. The first hour had one match. This one, Copeland Penta put on Von Condas on his feet. First time matches with a team champion seemed random, but ended up delivering. The first ball didn't exactly get any information. Doubt that it'll lead to anything changing their opinions of what happened. Story felt, segment felt rushed. Some of the best was usual. You know, the hassle was tied up every events. So we ended up one of the forgettable episodes we look on back on 2024. Yes, one more thing. Like, yes, the Bucks, they showed the footage. My thoughts, like,
it's exactly what Punk said, and they needed to do it. I feel like AEW, there was childish. Punk started the whole thing bringing up AEW. I think we all need to move on, and that's what we need to do. And that's my thoughts on Dynamite. So, yeah. Yeah, that's my thoughts on Dynamite. So, let's go straight to Ring of Honor.
All right, let's get to Ring of Honor now. Ring of Honor this week. The fallout from this week's Ring of Honor is Supercard Honor's fallout. It will be felt sometimes Ring of Honor Honor Club. After that, I stop challenge against Lee Johnson. Fletcher will take on the former ROH, the TV champion, Ray Titus, in a round match with a news draw. Draw, Titus will earn a shell shot. Okay, following the big trios match on Dynamite, Shane Taylor and Rory will be in a match against Julian Ward and Kat. Earth's legend Christina will take on Cole Harder while Andrade will is like Cassie, a battle attack specialist, while lost to Maria May. As a night, JJ will look bound to match against LOK. Imagine Angela Parker. Page second, I will go on 1-4 in ROH tonight. It was taped in West Virginia. Start to me and start ROH TV this week. Alright, with footage of Brandon, Ace of Bay, Kings of Fury. New ROH champ, Marcus Christian, Beard, Supercar, Potter. Laugh, Mean, Memphis, Kings of Sobriety, Threats, but the time will tell. They will Copeland take on House of Black, Dynasty, over the wait time. After Andrade defeated Cassidy. Cassidy won a pride party, took on Andrade, and we still expect top five. Cassidy showed a true color, brought a code of honor, suck. Kicking Andrade, Cassidy was in control of the match, and Andrade game against Bearcat, will land some high fly moves, side effect, driving some offense, so that the reverse Irish hit Cassidy's self to the outside, and Andrade landed a suicide diver, trying back in. Cassidy and Andrade take moves, and the killers one time by Cassie, run into to Prozorin and Drake Griffin falls. Johnny counter. So the video is slamming Cassie to the mat. It's getting insult. I'm going Johnny. Casper win. Behind them, some pulls across the Bacardi tree. The big man who wore across Wardle calls the infantry attack tiles of the Bacardi. There's no chance they'll lose the title. Infantry responded. They are no matter how close the opponents, they will overcome. You can't kill the infantry. Lane Trellini, Murray defeats Julian Ward, Cass Jordan. Next larger Taylor, both Ward and Tiny. Murray started things up, he was much more physical match. Murray decided to pass by fast hitting Taylor, tagging Jordan. It was like Nash and Mysterio and WCW, some absolute double chain shots from Taylor. Path to go, Jordan half. Taylor throwing a ring and tagging Murray, very on this team attack. This going at. And then so at the recap, this I think it's Richard Spicard. We got Ring of Honor Women's TV title. Showing our stars, showing up new built her mom, mom starts to explain where daughter went. Wait, then Tina showed up and Proud proceeds. The new mom to ran off. There was a big cat on he's Rosie was still looking to climb the ladder back to bring over our women's titles picture again. But Von Healy wasn't growing outcome overcome while have size. Rose heels was on her heels from the start. To dominate Rose taunts her opponent and cried by her after that pain I Rose aggressively beat up his until finally getting bored and putting Heath away with a flash from the top rope. Then he went down to the bench, Cole Carter. I think this is Hubert Carter. I love it. It's a bigger problem now. She's a bored into all this. And he ruined her. Forced her. That
Oh, I punch.
Please do.
Huh?
Change. It's too young. That's that.
Carter came to the ring alone, so then he prayed for Carter. Carter knew he'd seen Tam match with Dennis Single match with Carter. Go, Carter's big average in his match. Arrogance match with pause into the crowd. Roger Rockets holds, he also sucker side that he's trying to take his hand. Dennis, to his point, using experience to keep the younger Carter's toes, lawyers, and SEO. You know, the Arrogance, no match for experience, and Dennis landed on an Angel's wing, Carter back. Back at 23. Some highlights from Dan Castle's on TV Fight for the Honor. This led to footage of Castle out the match with Lexi Nair. Castle said that he breathes TV and surrounded himself with talented TV people in the world. Paul Waller Hauser. House said he was a lifelong fan of Castle. He's back going forward. Castle claimed there's nothing to stop him. Or the boys there on TV that always have been craving. The Righteous defeated Brian Doe, Stoven, and Chico and squash match for the clean sweep. That's my no exception. Dutch later, about Devin put a little Larry for the bell. Cycle water for for no match fives. Alpha, the Wild Samoan. Dutch tries to initially pound on Adams. Dolphin in the process. Dolphin making sure the match break up with Pinto, Benson, Adams. He laid for her shots at Dutch. Surprise in the match. Our Sunshine asked by Vincent. He's enough to get a Righteous to win. Mm-hmm. Andrew defeated LMLK. Jay was fresh out of a loss of supercard. Look at bounce back. It's MLK who a little intimidated. Goes to Ronald and Jay. MLK and get up on her part, but top up. Jay the world through a badge began in earnest. Jay found a friend, but it rained down strands of MLK and chops for meal days. Jay said, Mom, I like a match out. Match MLK managed to hold her phone for the fair. Eventually, Jay hit a blockbuster in her glory bomb and got the pin. I'm okay. Black Knight defeat versus Alvin Okay, again, Black Knight versus Alvin Ares. Butter, Sarah's Butter Knight was looking for extended RH defeating RH streak against the larger Alvarez. Knight spun on top, Romance with a spear, Alvarez sent into the corner. Knight didn't see something in the crowd. He's beating him on the edge of Ares, so Dana sends some powerful offense, so Knight versus Suplex on gain control. The crowd got by him, Ares and disciplined Knight. Alvarez versus momentum. Knight, but then later laying out big man for pin. Knight's streak continues. ROH TV champion Kyle Fletcher defeated Righteous Program match in an evening. Next, they talked to Lee Johnson, match with Fletcher for honor. Picard honor was unconstant claim, but claimed they didn't even win. He just earned an opposite TV title was a win. It could quit the Fletcher in the champion spot. Fletcher said he proved that Johnson by his star. And hope he never forgets it. Protostar, he's the protostar. It's a proving ground match of Titus got 10 minutes. I got pinned or submission on Fletcher. He had an RH TV title much later today. He gets the game going. Fletcher waved off the code of honor. Match began. Titus knew he was underdog here. Robert tries to hold to Fletcher. Now, the fact that the Fletcher laid it back, paid the match, letting Titus do the work. When Titus arrived, though, Fletcher was clearing the control. Titus wrestled the technical stun, made his way to the Falcon Arrow, surprised Fletcher. Point Fletcher begins to see Titus a bad threat, turn up the heat.
Chinese man kept Fletcher and Hat Crab about the closest he got the winning match, and then Drew driving suplexes by Courtney, power driver, and Tyson's hope. So Tasha gets Fletcher the win. And that was Ring of Honor, the review of Ring of Honor. So now let's go straight to SmackDown.
Alright, SmackDown. Okay. SmackDown. We got the post WrestleMania edition of SmackDown on April 12th this week. And Cody won the title. WWE are playing the next challenger. Two triple threat match took place in Germany. Fight in the number 10 for this match. It was April 10th Friday show. Cody makes the first appearance as champion. Bayley makes the first appearance as champion. Bobby Lush versus LA Knight Santos Escobar. Evan Owens versus AJ Styles versus Rey Mysterio. Let's see what happened during Friday's show. Cody speaks. So at the open footage for WrestleMania Rhodes beating Roman Reigns, the Universal Champion, for American Nightmare, made his way to the ring. Rhodes jokingly called his wife, reportedly saying he was waiting for The Rock to come back for Hollywood. The rest of his competitors will fight for Natasha, setting them with good opponents. Visual usual kind of promo. Rhodes is setting a new world top dog in WWE. He didn't get emotional, he didn't break characters. The Rhodes we can expect to see every week. It was a good speech to kick off SmackDown as a champion. The best part, Rhodes didn't know what to say. Welcome. He just talked for us long enough. SmackDown Irving Young's voice was a cleaner video pack. It was great. Social media reactions to her being emotional. No, no, it was ridiculous. There was a segment with Heyman talking to Cole about bringing the title to the Bloodline. LA Knight versus Lashley Escobar. The first of the triple threat matches featured Knight, Lashley Escobar, winner to set the face of winner. Threat takes place later in the show. B-Fab and the B-Prophets were lashed on stage when they copied into the ring. The Fat Tourism Escobar competitor about now when the WrestleMania became looking for his fortunes, but Knight and Lashley continued their winning ways. Different wrestlers, Lashley Powerhouse, Escobar Technical High Five, Knight's a Jack of All Trades Entertainment, they mixed together, match a bit of everything. There were no DQs in Triple Threat, Angel, Birthright, and a fear and amendment to the other Prophets ran down to fight. B-Fab went after the Triple Lopez. Knight ended up winning the match during the Chaos Fight, and Jake opening match, you know, all the effort doing my takeaway for the kind of expected due to the rules. I'm going to kind of crush my son and mention that weirder. Last year got, anyway. Tamatanga plays Jimmy Uso. He missed a call, Uso in a ring. Talk about some main. They say Reigns doesn't play anyone. And that man who wants Bloodline take full accountability. Zakora says losing his consequences. Got in Jimmy's face. He gave a hug, said he loved him, but Tamatanga attacked him from behind. Solo and Tama just ran him. Phone and questioned it. They put a chair around him, raised Jimmy's neck. Solo said he loved him again for hitting a running hip and strike. Jimmy screams, this is what the tribal chief would want. No. This was the kind of spec we knew Jimmy would end up out of group eventually, but had a tongue to come in as a replacement. Surprise. It was to see how long Reigns is away, what WWE does. Group without a title. Sokoa, the man of change, is consistent with his character, so a good way to keep the bloodline. But it needs to lead to more. Jimmy and Jay will likely reunite soon. Heyman after a terrifying Sokoa was great. WWE needs to explain a bit why Tonga makes sense with Bloodline. A lot of WWE fans don't know who he is. Bron Breakker versus Cameron Grimes. Drew Schaffer versus Naomi. Let's see. Ron Breaker versus Ron Breaker take on Grimes and a squiggles. Quick squash. It's on Breaker. Clotheslines on Spear. WWE spent most of the audience on debuting like any other star for the first time. Breaker Grimes. Bay come out to a great ovation. Like as happy ever be world champion. Chances are it rain out. The music stops. Put out the locker room and the fans. She put the fans behind here. Her died career. She some opportunity. Brought out Chippy Snap. Dance her up in a challenge.
All right, guys. I'm going to see you back. The match was fine, but seeing crowd get Bayless on water reception, best part, defeating Stratton. Be honest, when Grimes was forgotten, Tiffany bringing the going time, now he secured WWE fan the capital for March opportunity. Kyle went for WWE not to wait until after show Heyman to talk to Braxton. We go to Justin Green, Pepperman versus Jay Cargill by Blair. Justin Green never shown all this red match. They want to be drafted to SmackDown. Green lost to Cargill on Monday. So haven't seen Jay by Bella for the opponents for the night. Jay from Bella and Niven. Jay quickly pinned Green at the end of the finish. It was like bronze earlier. Quick squash. Back to the star from the crowd. Now about Cargill, Bella defeated Green and Niven. Bianca and Jade matching guaranteed touch. Green is such a poe. Second way to play character. Plays perfect. Kevin Owens versus Rey Mysterio versus AJ Styles. The main event for Friday's show was a triple threat match between Mysterio and Owens Styles. Charles have both men end up teaming up. Rey, former 3 more chance did not waste any time, made fast paced affair. This was the best game we all know. But who's involved? No one hits the facade class, Mysterio Owens, them to a pin. Was best part. The show ended with Knight and Styles having a standoff. 1, 2, 3, whatever. Spots was with a creative of 3 men. My thoughts is this week's show may have 2 squashes. No one will remember tomorrow, but everyone else might pay solid upside SmackDown. First, Road Speedrun, top chance, good piece of business. Promo Bailey was corresponding more passionately. Best night of the match was the main event. The main social, we talk about the debut of Tonga, part of the Bloodline. That is going to be the main talking point, the Bloodline. The new Bloodline with Tama Tonga. Part of the new Bloodline. Hakusa is a former Bullet Club, has a great run in New Japan. It's going to be somehow WWE uses him. He's honestly one of the few signs of recent years to get to PAX-T, so imagine we'll see a lot in him. So, yeah, that was my thoughts on SmackDown. Let's go to Rampage. I hate this. Okay. We go to this week's Rampage. This week's champ stakes where Jay Hart defends against Legit Harsh. The match top feature Ring of Honor, so Jay in action. The Hart return title. Finals recap. Match cards, where you know Jay Hart versus Leah Hirsch. Edge of Park vs. Black Knight, Orange Cassidy vs. X Reynolds, Jay White vs. Matt Sydal. So yeah, those are the match cards. Yeah. So let's go straight to the match. Let's talk about the match. I really fucking honestly. All right. Orange Cassidy had a big matchup. Cassidy got silver orange punch. Cassidy finished him up orange punch for the win. After the match, Burkett tried to interview Cassidy, tried to barricade at ringside. Beretta turned heel. You already know. There was Chuck Taylor. But Chuck Taylor left as well. So Cassidy never said anything after this. So that's something. We got Alice Moret interviewing NIJ. She complained about women's wrestling that takes seriously. It was kissing, too much kissing. And then we saw ACM from Stardom interrupted, calls Tony Storm crew stupid, challenged her singles match at Collision. Later shows announced that Storm ACM will face off in an eliminator match on Collision.
that's that'll be all I'll talk about in my collision review. Drew Hart defeated Hurst to retain. Yep. The hospital submission of Brody King back for ringside is one thing. Apparently during that match it was a botch where Drew Hart hurt her arm. So yeah. So Hurst followed her on top back of the, like Hart versus Small Pack out of three. Three counts. She was selling her arm, was taped up after the match. You already know she hurt her and it will happen to tape. Taping. Yeah. You didn't hold that. Tonight, I ain't gonna shit. You know what I'm done. Don Collins, coaches, Powerhouse Hall, Fletcher advanced to the territory. Dancing, kind of Calisthan, he used to take this eye off, put the gold goose to Calisthan, I'll spray. I see everyone kicking out Osprey, so yeah. You don't want to tell you something. Keep watching. They're connected to Rancho Park. This is the night that you have your debut team in. But Nightmares, Ringside Master, Ringside, and Time Keep Arena, Rocket Bus Center, Floor Arena. Great work over cut. All right. Mm-hmm. During that match, yeah. So, yeah. That was like a rampage. So, yeah. Yeah, Parker was busted right open. Match for the start, already know. So, night floor park with two lariats. Parker was finished up with a running forearm. So Parker lost the match, so what's left for him? As Marva interviewed Carl Romero, or right one match Romero, which Romero beats Roderick Strong for the national title. Romero left, Strong arrived. O'Reilly wants to start a title. Strong was the champion, that's not the international champion. Gallagher ran to Claude Ritter, Don Calvin match. You got announced for Collision House. Black will take on Andrade and six-man tag. 3S match, they call it. Jay White defeated Seidel. Seidel going for a 50 win in this match. Set a pop up with a power bomb. Rana, Seidel had palsy. Had to follow Mirror. Seidel. And then took out Seidel. Bray White came back. Tuck Seidel. Right runner got the pinfall. White needed a squash after being dominant at Billy Gunn last week. This was a unspared episode of Rampage. Uninspired episode Rampage, honestly, it sucked. And Battle Belts are not, this is not looking too good, regardless of Athena. So that's my thoughts on Rampage. And yeah. So, let's go straight to Collision.
Alright, let's get to Collision and Battle the Belts, apparently. Alright. Welcome to this piece of Collision and Battle the Belts. Here's the lineup for Collision. Dancing and Kyle versus Powerhouse and Flair Fletcher. Mirari versus Shibata. Storm versus AZM. Also Black versus Dardy Martin Action and Andrade and Seidel. Now for Battle of the Belts. Roderick Strong versus Rocky Romero for Championship. Athena versus Red Velvet for ROH Women's Championship. Hook versus Shane Taylor, FTW Championship. Let's think about what happened to Collision and Battle of the Belts on the Super Size Saturday. Alright, House of Black versus three gobbers. Collision opened a close to Moxley winning the IWGP Championship Friday night for dances. Customized spoke from backstage, back in the arena, Malachi, Buddy Matthews, Brody King made the entrance for a trio match with Saida and Johnny Martin. Using Johnny State, a simple change of thought, counters the high hand for the first minutes. No extra chance, King tag in. I had a book of contest has to be made, rules will be observed. The opponents stay out of the ring for this match. Started right that bit. It was always used to follow by the members of the team were legal. May not have been break speed because we spent the final minutes, but we'll stretch the match and give us 6 minutes of time to shine.
He went for a possible side hug as a win on a triple team attack on Sydal.
It was so bad.
NASA said that Martin Darius Martin was getting his high license and able to compete. So Sydal stepped in. Soon it got like King to a dive out of the ring, which was fun. Dante had a great series of high flying moves toward the end. Libre versus King Shibata. Shane Taylor died. Two men have similar skills. They are both covered to the sound, but also have a strong ability. Griffin Mintz or Christian said, oh, Connor prefers that. Brooke, again, man, I'm pressing it, but.
Charles.
Shabbat with a strike battle with no selling. Sir Charles led his chest spread. They told a story two high school fighters only separated by the level of experience. Contest Shabbat won cleanly with a brutal kick to the face. Kid shot the wrestler until a hook made the save. Taylor chooses to step back down, same stuff in the MTV title match during the battle of the belts. Shabbat defeated Mariety. Backstage interview with Joy Storm and Maria May was fantastic. I'm going to join the content team for this match. New RA figures for King Omega Castellano and Xbox. The Xbox offer figures amazing. Daniel Garcia and Jericho. To break on now, the company Jericho to the ring for his match. Garcia, there was better balance. It was another perfect match. Match about him. All right, these two are now trying to sell a technical battle. Jericho won the exchange. Celebrated before the Red Deck came back, won the next exchange. The match only lasted a segment. The path to light a few minutes. Gore to win. Celebrate a happy crowd. It won't be a surprise that Diamond Man transitioned commentary full time. EC's comfortable doing it. Pac gave a great promo backstage to his Storm versus AZN. Andrew accompanied AZN to the ring for a match. Eliminator match against Storm, May side with Luther. A couple months Storm won a better opponent from AZN. Wins his speed, taking the champion down. Jay and May being fired ringside and are heading towards the fight. AZN used Jin sent Storm to the ringside, hitting a few kicks to the apron. The match split in two parts. The first was entertainment. The second was playing skills wrestler and stressful. Some being could have been an only eliminated about the competitive fight, which caused some fans to more research AZN matches. Titus turns out pick up the winner with 0-0. Storm defeat AZN. AZM is only 21, began trending when she was 11, so he's way ahead of a curve. Storm keep finding new looks that work with his gimmick. Storm after AZM 10 takedowns. Storm and May were getting a little frisky after the match. Left Bill Coleman Club versus Don Kelson on the main event. This week's collision portion saw Dance and Contestant only tugging on Fletcher and Pops. The cast family top of the belt in an attempt to get the upper hand. BCC turned the tables. The American Dragon, ROH TV champion, fought while Castagnoli Hobbs on the upside of the ring. Once everyone got in the match, the back getting progressively saw it accomplish every opponent working together. Ended up fighting the crowd, things broke down for the final break. Even though the movie saw great, the flow of this match was a little all over the place. It would have been benefit of contest by the turn attack rules. It was felt disorganized, but again, the action was fun. The crowd was being vocal, separate purpose. There's some enjoying my essay. Castellani thought the pin for his tea. Before Castellani, Takashi about tapping behind. Then Rosa gave an interview Interesting interview promo. Solo a little bit better at the backstage solo promo. House Dolan dropping Danielson during the catch. Dive catch prevented to save it. Pound on the floor, pound back his place, prevented flushing in the cockpit floor. It was hilarious. Costello hit a hurricane from the next table as expected. So yeah, let's go to Taylor versus Hook. Hook delivered a punch and loading on Taylor. He tried to suplex but couldn't get the big man off his feet. The fight spilled out of the ring once they got in. Taylor started serving dominance. He battled a young opponent taking lots of trash. Hook failed that suplex gave Taylor the body. This is a medical fight that showed Taylor's a dominant fighter. Hook, a valid competitor, refused to quit. The champ began to fake a comeback. Finally had a couple of suplexes, but Taylor recovered and hit a big splash from the near fall. Hook was able to lock in the red room. The ref called for the bell. This is the underdog victory for Kohar has the devil and the best Taylor left in months. Hook defeated Taylor. Shibata has to be Hook corner, but Hook said he had this one. Angry. That is great, huh? The Weeble is a badass. Strong Romero followed an eliminated match for Romero win. He won a shot at the championship. Wardlow, Tavian, Bender were on ringside. And Scoob, Ryan, Solo, due to best friends, had internal issues lately. The guys were first times again, so no signs either were a variety of different moves throughout the match. Side of the crowd seemed a bit tired, so only Egan Edge and Amos Nedge, a quiet crowd coming. But Romero and Strong are good enough to make anything good. ER. There are some great consequences that work out the crowd bit, but jumping knee was strong, put him not great for the pin. Kyle Ray Kane took him really strong. Rocky held him before Wardlow hit the clothesline. Strong hit nailed Riley and peeled his face that he would never be doing his own. Sean Spear Romero. Yeah.
They pay me.
It's paid.
They pay. Hey. Mm-hmm. He's working. Hey, he is sent an ambassador. They work as ambassador. Ambassador. He gets paid, man. He's alright. So.
Nice. Yeah. Send
I get you a little bit.
Clinton.
Business. You. Like he? That's fine. Look. He cleaned up.
Rarity.
This.
Product.
Like, first, a character just works. It means
the story. It meant to be a monk. See it? It was a 5-year run, Nate.
That was
second in command. She rode with the excursions. Chosen. A long range, dominant reach. In a fight, it was a race.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay, strong to Pete Marrero. AEW needs to do a better job with limited matches because being put up by the belt, a lot of people think for the title. Daddy Magic Crack when I want to touch about Joe. They make everything so easy. Red at the inner with the Velvet, the main event of three. She also, you know, defender women's title against men's world title against Red Velvet. Darks was walking around, ringing the opponents, shook hands, deserve the code of honor to battle until they make a clean break. Given a lot of time and work, but I'm still intelligent. The show available looks like it's something to prove, but I'm Ray Forrest, next year, AEW fandom. Get about it, just a non long good performance, but Athena was also minor Velvet as a player for the women's division, forever retainer title. Red Minion, Queen of Media, Saint, continue attacking Velvet. Athena defeated Red Velvet. And Lexington ring announcement, it was a nice touch. You forget how tall Starks and Tell Athena see next to Sign Athena. Well, it's proved a lot since I AEW. Every part of her game has got better. Athena was one of those wild, honestly. This week's Collision and Battle of the Belts. Double feature delivers some fun match, but two things these 3 hours stand out. So, how everything went pace and video interviews, bringing a bit, and all had more time set in. The second note that how he went in the car. Shows the Storm at ACM. We got Bella versus Athena. We got interview promos.
Dennis in division. Jay, May, Amina, Rosa, Parada, Lockstar, Tension, Best Friends, Shield, Puppy, Pickers, there are reasons. Shit. That's the promise for different minutes if you ask different people. Alright. Yeah, and that was Collision in Battle of the Belts. So, thank you everyone for my podcast. I'll see y'all next week.